I'm William Gleeson with the latest local news. The current rental crisis in Young has caused Wendy Middleton, CEO of Argyle Housing, to have meetings with state government representatives to discuss purchasing state government-owned land and build social housing in Young. Wendy has said the negotiations are going well and a formal request for Argyle Housing to purchase some of the state government-owned land has been submitted. The situation has also resulted in Young Crisis Accommodation Centre never having so many people reach out for help and is currently dealing with 72 open cases across the Hilltops region with people at tenancy risk or currently are homeless. Caseworker Kerry Palmer has said homelessness does not discriminate.
Nobody ever wants to find themselves in a position of being homeless. It really can happen to anyone and everyone, and we do see people from all walks of life walk through our door. All I can say is I would encourage people who are in a position where they're feeling that they're living in rough conditions and, you know, want a better for themselves, that they still can access help. It's not totally hopeless.
The Sydney Symphony Orchestra will be returning to Kiara tomorrow, almost 1 year to the day, for another performance. They will be performing Bohemian Rhapsodies, a selection of string and wind quintets by 18th century Bohemian composers. Artistic director for the Sydney Symphony Fellowship Program, Roger Benedict, has stated the belief classical music is only for intellectuals or only certain people will understand it is just not true.
You know, we've had a year of COVID, and I think people now realise how important live music is and connection with other people. And there's nothing like going to a concert, hearing acoustic live music played, you know, with the musicians right in front of you. You know, I'd say live music is something which is irreplaceable. It's something so special.
And in local sport, in the under-16s Andrew Johns Cup, the Riverina Bulls sit on 8th spot and are ready for their first win of the competition against the Macarthur West Tigers, who sit in 5th spot. Coach Ben Mott has talked to his team about the small mistakes, which has cost them every game.
I'm very hopeful we can turn around. We've been very close to a win, and if we're going to get an opportunity between now and the end, it's probably this weekend if we can put it all together.
The Western Rams also need to climb the ladder from 6th place as they take on 4th place holders Monaro Colts. The team is disappointed after last week's loss, but know they cannot lose focus after 10 minutes and coach Tony Warno wants them to just do the basics. The under-18s Laurie Daly Cup will see 1st spot holders the Western Rams take on the also undefeated Monaro Colts. Coach Kurt Hancock has said this week is a different story and his team is really going to have to hold their defence.
Yeah, at some stage we're going to get challenged on the weekend and I guess that I'm just asking the boys to respond and challenge themselves as individuals and challenge themselves as a footy team.
And the Riverina Bulls sit on the bottom of the ladder and will strive to beat the Macarthur West Tigers, who sit in 3rd spot. That's the latest in local news and sport.